story time. In this month's story, look out for the words orange, purple, green, yellow, blue, red, pink. We want colours, written and illustrated by Bruno Gibert. In the beginning, that is to say, when the world first started, all the animals were multicoloured, so wildly colourful. The caterpillar was multicoloured, the frog was multicoloured, the dog was multicoloured, the cow was multicoloured. Same for the pig, the bear, the camel, the elephant, the giraffe, and all the crows. But as all the animals were multicoloured, they were mistaken for one another. One day, the lion declared, "This won't do at all." The king of the animals was multicoloured like the others, maybe even more so. "I don't want to be taken for a beaver or a lemur." "Me neither," exclaimed the owl. "And looking at all these colours really hurts my eyes." The animals decided to go to the animal painter to explain their problem to him. This painter was an old gorilla. He thought for a long time, then found a solution. "Things would be easier," he explained, "if each of you were just one colour. For example, if you, elephant, were all orange, we wouldn't mix you up with an all-purple crocodile." Everyone declared this to be an excellent idea, except that the elephant got cross. "There's no way I want to be orange," he said. "Then what colour would you rather be?" asked the painter. Straight away, the elephant cried out, "I want to be pink, pink like the sky at dawn, pink like a rose that's just bloomed." The painter immediately took a big pot of paint and a large paintbrush and painted the elephant entirely in pink. The elephant jumped for joy. "Me, me," shouted the crocodile. "I want to be green."
"And me yellow," cheeped the chick.
"I want blue, blue all over," yelled the hippopotamus, and he got his wish.
The crows talked it over between themselves. They liked the idea of going all black. A bear, who was fond of snow, decided that he would be white. Another bear, who enjoyed rolling in mud, asked for brown. Wanting to be as beautiful as a baby, the pig chose a soft flesh colour. And to blend into the savannah, the lion adopted straw yellow, a light yellow with a hint of red. But what was bound to happen, happened. A fight broke out. Two animals argued over the same colour. The fish wanted to be red, and so did the ladybird. So, to distinguish them, the painter had an idea. With the tip of his paintbrush, he drew five black dots on the ladybird's back. The two animals made up and happily went on their way. The chameleon couldn't make up his mind. "I'd really like to change colour when I feel like it," he sighed. And the painter agreed to his idea. One animal wanted to stay multicoloured, the parrot, perhaps because he liked being noticed. At last, everyone was as they wanted to be. Their colours were just right. The animals left delighted, and the exhausted old gorilla finished his job and went to bed. But during the night, the poor gorilla was woken by elephant sobs and hippopotamus tears.
I don't like my colour, the elephant moaned. I chose it without thinking. Plus, added the hippopotamus, because we're big and fat, we really stand out. Everyone is making fun of us. Could you please, Mr. Painter, repaint us in a more discreet colour so that we'll be left in peace?
The old gorilla, furious at being dragged out of bed, picked up the first colour he laid his hands on. Luckily for the two unhappy animals, it was grey. The end.